Good morning. Would you stand with us and join us as we sing together 10,000 Reasons for My Heart to Find to Praise Him this morning. Let's sing together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, 10,000 reasons. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Sing together this morning. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
I stand amazed. Good morning, guys. It's good to see you here for worship today. Thank you for being with us. While I'm doing announcements, I'm going to ask guys, will y'all go ahead and start passing out things? We are celebrating 100 years in ministry, and with that, we're inviting 100 people this year to church. And so I've got these fellows that are going to pass out these little yellow slips of paper to you. And this week, a good way to invite people is to invite people to Wednesday night. We've got so many people here that at work and serve with our kids. And Wednesday nights, as you know, since COVID, it really took our Wednesday night group with our younger children, elementary to school kids, our kids club, really took a hit with that. And there's lots of kids in our community and people that we know that that Wednesday night is a good entry point for them to be with us for a meal at 5:45, and then to be here for all the activities that are going on Wednesday night. So these guys are just giving you some little cards that are good handouts for that as you invite. If you did not get one or somehow you missed that, there's going to be a whole stack back at the back when the service is over back on the little table back there. So grab some and take them with you as you guys invite this week. If you look at your bulletin, just a couple things. We'll be here tonight for practices at 5, I'm assuming. And then for The Chosen at 6 this evening. And then if you look there in the bulletin, also the 6th, which is next Sunday evening, we're going to be celebrating with Colton and Kelsey. And I'm doing a shower for them after church, after we watch The Chosen together on Sunday evening. We'll be doing that. There's other information in the bulletin. I'm not going to read it to you. You can read that for yourself and find those. Before we go on with worship, let's say a word of prayer. Thank the Lord to be in his house today, but let's remember a few people. Let's continue to remember. I think let's pray for Rodney. I think Rodney's going to have some stuff done, and pray for Miss Diana, who's hurt her arm. Sharon sent me a message this morning earlier and asked that we remember. I think Ken took a fall this morning, and so let's remember. That's why they're not here this morning, so let's remember them. And there's others. Just look around, notice those that are not with us, and send some texts this week. Send some cards and let some people know that you missed them with us in worship this week. All right. Yeah. Yeah, she said, and I think she hurt herself too, maybe trying to help him up. So let's remember them. Let's say a word of prayer this morning. Junior and Linda, it's good to have you here this morning. Would you say a word of prayer and lead us as we open up this morning?
Thank you. Again, so we sing together. Let's sing this morning, "Knowing You, Jesus, There Is No Greater Thing." Of Jesus. Let's sing together. Thank you. Please be seated.
Take your Bibles with me this morning and let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 together. So continue looking at this question, why church? Why are we here? Why do we gather on Sunday morning for church? Somebody a Pistol Pete Maravich fan? Somebody remember Pistol Pete? Yeah, so Pistol Pete Maravich played college ball at LSU. And then was for the Hawks and the Jazz and the Celtics in the 70s. And Pistol Pete was a little bit before my time, but there was a movie about him that I used to love when I was little. There was a movie that they made about him in his boyhood or whatever. And so I kind of got that movie introduced me to Pistol Pete, I guess. And then I became a fan. You know what I mean? You just learn about him. And Pistol Pete died at, I think it was in the late 80s. He was playing basketball, but it was just a casual game. I think he played up until 1980 in the NBA, and then he was just playing just a casual pickup game and had a heart defect that he didn't know about, nor did anybody else, and he died. But I'm telling you about Pistol Pete because there was this particular game when he was at LSU. In 1969, LSU played Tulane, and Pistol Pete scored 69 points. In one game. It's incredible, like an incredible feat. It's not the Wilt Chamberlain 100.